Once upon a time, there was a boy. Born in the mid-60s, he fell in love with rock and roll. It helped him through his parents' divorce. Then when his mother remarried and 9 years later had another son, son number one could share, no, make that force feed, his favorite music to his younger brother. Then brother number one's father also remarried. Soon there was brother number three, born 20 years after number one, who decided he would, in his own words, deliver the same rigorous course of age-inappropriate musical proselytization as I had with brother number two. Well, despite the different generations, different households, different cities, different tastes, music bonded the brothers. Now they've launched a podcast called Brother, Brother, Brother.
You know, so, Wyndham, are you saying that you, mid to late 40s white male in America, have been made redundant by technology and computer-wielding youths?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean,
your one skill of music suggestion is
exactly.
Really. It's a sad co-opted.
The oldest brother, Wyndham Lewis, joins us in the Here and Now studios. Hi, Wyndham.
Hello.
We're also joined by brother number two, Jeremy Sartori. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
And joining us from NPR's New York studios, because he really wanted his own space, is Christian Lewis. Hi, Christian.
Hi there, how are you?
You're the youngest brother, right?
That's right.
Well, let me start with you. Yeah, 28, do I understand?
That's right.
And your brother, Wyndham, 48?
Correct.
How much you hate it when you're loving, let's see, I'm trying to do the years, the real Slim Shady, and he's trying to make you listen to Stairway to Heaven?
Well, I still love the real Slim Shady, so I actually don't think that I ever got fully past that. But no, I loved it. He sent me sort of a musical care package when I was probably 12 or 13 years old. It included things like Ted Leo and the Pharmacist's Hearts of Oak and Interpol's Turn on the Bright Lights, which is still one of my favorite
Whoa.
Albums. I mean, I think it really sort of broadened my horizons. I was walking alone.
You go, guy.
We try.
Yeah, I mean, you're not just talking about Stairway to Heaven.
No. You know, I was an odd kid and we moved a lot, so music was a real grounding thing. I used to listen to American Top 40, Casey Kasem's program, and actually chart the movement of certain songs up and down the charts like, you know, a baseball fanatic would keep score during a game.
Well, Jeremy, you're the middle brother.
I am.
9 years younger. What was it like for you?
I think for me it was about connection. So I was, I'm 8 years younger than Wyndham, and then we also have an older sister. We all lived in the same household, but I was kind of the son of the, you know, remarried parents. Mm-hmm. So I had, you know, to find ways to connect. And one of those ways was music. I vividly remember having a Fisher-Price plastic record player in Wyndham and our sister Sarah, you know, giving me 45. So my first 45s were, you know, Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones, Shake It Up by the Cars.
Which is much older than you are.
Absolutely, yeah. I genuinely liked the music, but I also think the sort of bond that it gave with my older brother was another part that initially pushed me into that and then continued to...
I always say Jeremy was the only kid I think that ever played all four sides of Zen Arcade on a Fisher-Price stereo.
But Christian, the youngest, it also worked the other way. Like, you could bring new ideas to your older brothers. Actually, why don't you start DJ for us a little bit here? Your list includes A Report to Shareholders by Run the Jewels.
You know, I love Run the Jewels. It was something that I immediately wanted to share with Wyndham and Jeremy. I mean, we've got this text chain that's been going for probably, 4 or 5 years now. we'll have rolling months-long conversations. I mean, this was one of those things that, you know, that I definitely flagged for them as soon as I'd heard it.
And remind some people, Run the Jewels, they're from...
So LP is from Brooklyn, and Killer Mike is from Atlanta. But these guys, you know, he's sort of the MC, and traditionally LP was a really great producer and beat maker, and, you know, they couldn't be better sort of compliments to one another. Where are horses? I mean, a horse is a horse, of course, but who rides is important. Sitting high with a uniform, barking orders, the man of order. And I'm scared that I talk too much about what I think's going on. I got away with this, they might drag me away for this.
And so, Wyndham, again, older brother, how proud are you?
Well, it's fun. I mean, this is I never anticipated, and I certainly didn't do this purposefully, but it's nice to reap the rewards of having younger brothers that have their ear to the ground when it comes to new things, because part of the thing we talk about on our podcast is that I feel a little overwhelmed by unlimited choice, and so it's nice to have someone like Christian or Jeremy helping with the curatorial part of finding new music.
Let's listen to a little more of the podcast. Like, you'll pick something like, oh, in this conversation, musical second fiddles, people who are like second fiddle in a band. Let's listen.
The second fiddle song needs to be a good song, so not, you know, B-side schlock. And we wouldn't want a whole album of it necessarily.
That's a little bit of the Brother, Brother, Brother podcast. Three brothers with different mothers in some occasions, different fathers, but related by their love of music. Jeremy Sartori, middle brother. One of your favorites is The Turnpike Down by the Lemonheads. Now, how would you introduce this to your brothers?
Well, I go a little bit more on feel and time and place. So it's a genre that I really like called power pop. So if I would compare other artists like Big Star or Badfinger and say, you know, this is a more modern take on a genre that we all tend to like.
Let's listen.
I'm lost in the see-through. Pain always needs a battle. Between a one and a need-to.
I love it. Turnpike Down by the Lemonheads. It's Jeremy. We're going to refer to you now as middle brothers. Pick on one of their podcasts for his song. But Christian, is there ever a moment where, you know, the two of the brothers might be just saying, really, you know, to a brother's pick?
Yeah, that does happen sometimes. So, I mean, I think, you know, partly growing up in D.C., which neither of the other guys did, I definitely trended towards some of the harder punk and you know, noisier rock when I was a kid. And I think that that thread sort of continues in my musical taste now. So there are times when I'll be talking to Jeremy and sharing with him some of whether it's, you know, Girl Band or USA Nails, who we actually just interviewed. You know, and I think it sort of fits really well sort of within my taste and wheelhouse. But by contrast, I think Jeremy sort of trends towards singer-songwriters a little bit more than I do. So
he's nodding. That was not taking a shade. No.
No shade thrown here.
Wyndham, you're the oldest at 48. And one of your favorites, let's say something by the Rolling Stones, but you go for Deep Cut, Before They Make Me Run.
Yeah, we just did an episode on second fiddles. I think it was referenced like a couple minutes ago. There was always one Keith song on every album. And in this case, on some girls, like, you know, the best song on the entire album, as far as I'm concerned, is Before They Make Me Run, the Keith song. So every Stones album has a Keith song. Not every Keith song is the best song on the album. This was the rare occasion when that was the case.
But Christian, again, the youngest, 28. No eye rolling from you?
No, none, I got to say. I mean, I grew up, you know, with a family that had, I think, sort of really a pretty eclectic music taste. I think that was a pretty good starting point, and it only sort of grew out from there.
Yeah, Christian and my father was British, so we spent a lot of time, two of us, and actually Jeremy did as well, by virtue of another strange phenomenon, which is that my mother remained very good friends with my father's family. So we all spent a fair amount of time in England growing up. That would be one of the things that I was able to bring to friends in the States, is I would get the British music earlier and bring it over.
Well, okay. Let me see if I can do the whiteboard on this. So,
good luck.
Wyndham and Christian, you have the same father.
Correct.
Wyndham and Jeremy, you have the same mother.
Correct.
Correct.
And Jeremy and Christian are not actually...
We're not actually
blood related. But you're... How would you describe it? You're brothers through music.
We've become brothers through music. I mean, the first time we met was in Chicago at a Pitchfork Music Fest in 2006. And prior to that, I don't think...
Wait a minute. You're in a family together, sort of extended family, but you meet at a music festival.
Exactly, yep. Wow. And so that sort of kicked things off. And then from that, I sort of joined this text chain that Wyndham and Christian have been having. We talked about the podcast, you know, I think starting 3 or 4 years ago and finally got our act together and got it off the ground.
I think that's one of the storylines that I think is really interesting about this podcast is that, you know, essentially Jeremy and Christian are getting to know each other on the air.
Yeah. How great. How great.
It's true, though. I mean, you know, Jeremy's definitely exposed me to some terrific Texas country, outlaw country, which, you know, I sort of had an interest in but not a lot of exposure to, and vice versa. Krauss, one of the artists who we interviewed recently, put out a great album, and Tomorrow is, you know, one of those things that I was able to feed up his way. So it really has been this, you know, great sort of symbiotic relationship.
Let's listen. The other cool thing I'm hearing is your three brothers who had this love of music and this podcast, which has helped bind the ties, and you're getting to interview people.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
It's an added bonus. Yeah,
childhood dream. Do I see on your list, Wyndham, the Carpenters?
Yes, I am a massive Carpenters fan. We've only begun.
Karen Carpenter, one of the great voices in rock and roll, and one of oldest brother Wyndham Lewis's favorites. Wyndham again infected brothers Jeremy Sartori and Christian Lewis with his love of music that led to their podcast, but also their brotherhood. Great story. Thanks, guys. We're going to link you to brother at hearnow.org. But a question, did you have an older brother or sister who initiated you? Thank you, Brother John, for Bob Dylan. Let us know at hearnow.org. Signs along the way.